Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
A video is going viral, as the kids would say at the moment, online at the moment, because it has to do with a wedding overseas. Essentially, we don't need to go into where it was, who it was for, whatever. We've all been to a wedding, most likely. The story is that during someone's wedding, someone else got proposed to.
Yep.
So say if it was yours or mine's wedding, and we're like, we're in love, this is the best day of our life. Ava proposes to her partner during... Sorry, Ava. She's looked at me mortified, but I'm just trying to get parties involved, characters of the story that people know. And there's a lot of people that aren't happy with
it. Well, the video of the moment the proposal happened.
The photo of the moment is so funny.
You can hear in the background the girl getting proposed to turns to the bride, because the bride's in the background.
Mm.
She says, "Did you know about this?"
And then she says, "No, but it's okay. Say yes."
Well, what are you going to say at that point, right?
I don't know. In the video, she looks genuinely excited for her mate. Like it's her wedding. Her and her husband, obviously, it's one of the best days probably of their life.
Yeah.
This person that's been proposed to is probably close to them. They're pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
So what I found out is apparently he wanted to propose, this other bloke, wanted to propose the night before, didn't have the guts.
Oh.
Couldn't follow through.
So he waited until there was a nice venue.
Well, it wasn't about the venue. He caught the bouquet and thought, well, technically via tradition... Whoever gets the bouquet, they're next to be wed, right? He catches the bouquet. He's still got the wedding ring in his wallet. Creaky knee. Will you marry
me? Oh, my God.
So that changes it from what I think initially the story.
Yeah, that definitely changes things.
A bit of context. And I think in the moment of, oh, my God, I've caught this. Have you ever caught one, by the way?
Yes, I have.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's like a proper...
The first time I caught one, I was 8 years old.
Oh, Jessica.
So much pressure.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't even have a job. I can't even spell job. It's one of the biggest, not regrets, but it's like bucket list.
Oh,
hard to tick off.
Yeah.
Because most likely it is stereotypically females.
Yeah.
And it's not really my place, you know, as a married man.
To jump in there.
To jump in the pit.
Definitely not.
Be like, watch out, bitches. Dad's in the crowd. It's not gonna work like that.
I have MC'd a wedding where they did, instead of who's going to be next to get married, they had a stuffed dog. And they were like, they threw the dog into the crowd. And it was like, everyone, it was a free-for-all. Anyone can go in there. Person who caught it was the next person to get a dog.
Oh, weird. Okay. I was like,
the couple really liked dogs.
I was like, where's the link for marriage? But no, there was no link.
There was no link. They just didn't like tradition, and they love dogs.
So apparently, like, the person who was proposed to said that the bride and groom at their wedding, still now, they're fine with it.
Yeah.
But I think it's people online who are more upset than the actual couple involved. So my thing is that, well, if that specific bride and groom aren't upset, then it's fine.
Look, they're bigger people than me. There were a couple of people at my wedding that I had a quiet word to before the day and explicitly told them, absolutely not, do not propose at my day.
What?
Yes. Because I had a couple of people kind of making jokes about it, like, oh, well, it'll be a nice venue, like the sunset's going to be gorgeous where you guys get married, like maybe I'll just drop a knee there. And I was like, nah, won't be doing it on my day.
Okay,
this is my only day. I plan on getting married once.
Yes, I'm sure that was your only day, Jess, where it's been about you. You don't have 3 hours every weekday. It's mostly your
focus.
I
have to share that day, don't I?
Yeah.
It's the Tim Anger show.
And you had to share your wedding as well. That bastard husband of yours. Thought we could do this on the phones. 5223295. Is it okay to propose at someone else's wedding? It's pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Pretty simple. I mean, just if you want to call up and say, absolutely not, that is ludicrous, that is delulu.
I feel like it's a flat no from me. Flat no.
I don't know. That's weird considering everything you've said up to this point. Super strange. Give us a call. Hayley in Grovedale's given us a call. Hayley, how do you feel about this?
Hi, guys. Look, I would be mortified to be the bride or the one getting proposed to. I think it's an absolute no-no.
That's so true. Imagine that, like, because I never wanted, like, a big hoopla. I know that's very against who I am, but I never wanted a big hoopla about like an engagement, right? So I imagine that, like, you know, imagine getting proposed to in front of someone else's whole other family.
Hmm.
No. I think that just is horrible, and I think that there'd be many friendship fights happening after that wedding.
Mm-hmm. I think what we're learning from a general perspective,
yeah,
I'm vibing. It's not solid yet. It's not concrete. It might be a no.
Yeah,
it could, but there is some discourse. But for this specific family or these people, they seem to be totally fine with everything.
Hayley, I'm gathering that Tim doesn't understand how girl arguments work. Like, the bride probably is going to this girl's face, I'm absolutely fine with this, but I imagine on the inside she's not absolutely fine with it.
Oh, there would definitely be some rage text messages a few days afterwards, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just me. Maybe I'm better, but I don't generalize women like that,
oh,
Jess.
Oh, okay.
But
right.
If that's what you want to do, that's totally
rise
fine.
Rise above it.
Yeah, it's not okay. That's not very feminism of you. Hayley from Grovedale, thank you very much for your call.
Oh,
I will mark that down. And we have had some coloured history of you probably saying more cooked stuff about women than me, hey? Which is, that's how it should be.
Well...
That's not a contest, but you're winning.
I disagree, but I'm glad that at least you're not being...
I'm getting bright red, so can we move on? Because we're backing ourselves into a bad corner.
Good Lord.
All right. Music, songs, Tim and Jess.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I'm not painting myself in a very good light to start off the show today.
Oh, sorry, you think it's just today? Yeah, oh no, not good. Oh no, how out of character.
I'm really mad at my husband.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
We haven't had a discussion about this yet. I mean, not...
So let's bring it to thousands of people.
Yes.
Excellent.
Mature. I want to bring it to you guys first to see whether I'm overreacting or maybe I should make this a little bit, escalate this.
I'm going to write down my answer now, not knowing what the story is. All right.
Okay. You'll be right. Changing your answer in a minute.
Okay. And I'll flip it down and then we can we'll see if I was right.
Dim, you and I, we both, with our partners, every night we sit down and we do puzzle time.
Yeah, puzzles. There's an app in particular. Like, it's the same people that make the Wordle app.
Yes.
And
we started off just doing Wordle.
Yeah.
And then, like every other couple on the planet, we slowly added all the other games from the New York Times.
Well, some people might not know because, when I first got on Wordle, I would just go to an internet browser
website,
just go Wordle and it will come up. And then, someone was like, oh, if you want to play it on an app, there's this app. And then, there's five or six other puzzles. Mm-hmm. I think for $10, you can subscribe for a yearly fee.
Use the code Tim to get a 10% discount.
No, but because we pay the $10 a year so that you can have unlimited games.
So we don't pay for it.
Yeah, so if you don't do it, you miss out.
So you get a new game every day. So we do our puzzle time, we have dinner. Yeah. We sit down, we do our puzzles. And again, we do multiple versions of these. So we do Wordle and then we do Connections and then we do Strands. And we've been finishing with the mini crossword.
I got you onto the mini crossword.
You did.
Because finishing a crossword is satisfying. Having an hour to do a full one.
No, thank you.
Who's got the time?
Yeah. The mini's great.
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Less than.
Done. Yeah, it's incredible.
So we started doing the mini a few weeks ago. And it has been a point of contention with me and my partner because usually the other puzzles, we work together. You know, we pick a word together for Wordle. Yeah. We discuss the different connections from Connections.
Well, you and I talk about this a lot because we're really cool and young and about our fun puzzles we do at night with our partners. And some people are like, oh, no, I thought you'd play against your partner. And I was like, no, it's not a competition.
We do
it
together.
It's not a competition.
Until we get to the mini.
Really?
For some reason, the mini crossword brings out the worst version of my husband.
Well, Wordle also brings out not the greatest version of him. There are allegations of him on his phone doing the Wordle and then trying to impress you by getting it in one or two guesses.
He's been getting it in two guesses a lot lately.
Nah,
There's no way he's not cheating.
But
that's not why I'm mad at him at the moment. I'm mad at him because of the crossword. Because I put it up, I screen share it to our TV screen. And when you screen share it to the TV screen, the crossword comes up and all the clues come up at the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you're playing on your phone, you have to click each row and each column.
And then it'll show you what
The clue is. So we put all the clues up at once. And before I've even been able to read and comprehend the clue, my husband will fully just...
Start filling it out.
But audibly. He'll be like, coats, racks. Justice. And I'm like, I haven't even read the clue yet. I don't even know which one you're talking about. Because I'm in control of the phone. So then I end up just...
I'm sure that's the only thing you're in control of in the relationship, Jess, by the sounds of it.
So I end up just sitting there and being his scribe. And I said to him the other night, I was like, this isn't fun anymore.
Okay. Because initially I was like, all right, we have spoken about on the
what
show.
What did you write down in your piece of paper?
I wrote overreacting.
Yeah.
But I think, is there a chance that you're just a bit insecure about how... Like you're
I feel real dumb.
Speech. Yeah.
I said to him, I was like, or I already feel like the baby brain is, it's coming in. It's coming in full force.
But you don't want him to patronize you and be like, what could the word be, darling?
100%. Because then I feel pressure because he'll be like, I've got six down. Do you know what it is? I'm like, no, I haven't even read the clue for six down yet. Just give me some time.
When's the reality TV show coming? That's what I want to know. Put this on a screen. We're all missing out.
I know that there are couples out there with a lot bigger problems.
No, this is straight to the therapist. I don't think you're going to make it.
Should I bring it up with him again?
Sure. I can't see it working well for you because it's either he's going to patronize you or he's going to keep doing what you're doing. My advice, stop playing.
Yeah, I think we might just have to ditch the mini because it's just, it's getting me angry.
Just do Spelling Bee instead. It's a garbage game, but it's better than, you know, losing your marriage. So.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I'm not necessarily looking for anyone's personal feelings on this.
Okay.
But I just want to, if you're sitting there, just maybe open your mind.
Okay.
I saw something yesterday on my walk to work that I've sat on for over 24 hours now. And I was like, is this worth talking about? Because you hear about it. It's very rare you see it.
Okay.
And I think initially you go, oh, no, no, that's not something I like seeing. I saw probably a bloke around my age in their early 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, now it sounds like I am in my mid-30s.
You are in your mid-30s.
I'm 32. Sorry, I talk about you being in your mid-30s so much that I've aged myself up. But no, saw a guy roughly my age going for a walk with his son. He had the pram. His son wasn't in the pram. I'm going to say his son was somewhere from the ages of 1 to 18 months.
Sure, okay.
Maximum. And the only reason I say that is because I was comparing it to my son who's about to turn 2. And I'm like a little bit younger, still got the walkie wobbles, trying to figure that out. But the thing that they have in common, kids that have just learned how to walk, they want to run.
Oh, yeah. It's like they go from like crawling to just all out full speed, right?
There's my parents have made many jokes to my wife and I that our son skipped walking. He does. He actually doesn't know how to walk because he went straight from crawling to just
running.
Full-blown sprint. You've seen me having to wrangle him and it's exciting.
He's got blonde hair as well, so he looks like Dash from The Incredibles.
Yes, we are happy for second place. Settle for second. Slow down. You don't have to win everything. But this guy, he was walking with his kid, and the kid had a backpack on, but attached to that backpack was a child lead.
Excellent.
Was a child lead.
Yep.
And probably...
Have you considered leashing up, Jack?
I tell you what, sometimes when I'm also running to slow him down or stop him, whether he's like, I don't know, running towards a road or running somewhere he's absolutely not meant to be, go, geez, you wish you get like that one that you press the button and go,
reel him back in.
Because I don't know, you think about it when you're like younger and you go, oh no, that sounds like leashes are for animals, not for people.
And then you become a parent.
And then you have a toddler.
Yep.
And I was looking at him, and he kind of
They're usually pretty cute. It's like a monkey.
It was a monkey style. Yeah. It was a monkey style. And so this guy looks at me, and I like just did like that. Hey, go. And like,
No judgment. Just checking out the backpack because I'm thinking about purchasing.
I love kids. And I think he could see that I was inspecting, not in a judgmental way, but in like a, I wonder where you would find that online perchance way. How do you, like I know you're 16 weeks pregnant. You are nowhere near having to consider this as a product that you buy.
I would absolutely do it though. We used to do it with my sister. So my sister's 6 years younger than me. So when she first started walking, me and my brother would take turns walking her.
No, it's my turn. You walked her yesterday.
Literally. We didn't have a family dog. Natalie was our family dog.
Right. Oh, Jess, you can't just be saying that about your sister. I know we all want to say that about our sisters or our brothers, but you can't be saying that.
But she was.
So, I imagine back when she, was it not, I imagine it could have just been a piece of rope. back in the 90s?
No, it was a cute little, again, like a monkey little backpack. That's the one we my mum bought it because we went to Queensland. We did the four-park super pass.
Oh, huge.
And there was no way my mum was going to be, because she was a runner as well.
Yeah.
Couldn't be chasing her around.
Yeah, okay. You know? So
again, you're outnumbered with three kids.
Yeah, it's perspective. And that's what I'm putting it through. I'm still going, all right, it's still an option.
Yeah.
Not there yet, but definitely like starting to, like, will it pop up in my targeted advertising? Because I start doing a bit of research? Probably.
Once, you know, if you guys end up going for a second kid as well, probably then that'll be the time.
Yeah, and then he can argue about with my wife and I about, no, you guys got to walk the baby
yesterday.
Although
I saw a really cool feature on one of the prams, because we are looking for prams at the moment.
Yeah.
And there was a pram that had like a built-in scooter on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. It's like, where are they going to go? Nowhere, because they're attached to you.
All right. The fact that you're thinking about it, how wild your child's going to be.
Have we met? It's going to be half me, Tim.
This is Tim and Jess.
I want to talk about a Cats player by the name of Jed Buse. Now, Jed Buse, he played his first game for the season last week.
Ooh.
Premiership player from 2022. We've spoken to him on the show multiple times. His old man, Cats legend, absolute star. He had a tricky start to the season. He had a finger injury that was keeping him out of being able to play.
Yeah. This is the bloke that Kingy was saying has still been training because the finger,
yes,
he can just train the rest of his body.
Yes, so he grabbed a knife in the kitchen sink.
Ooh.
And he went to grab it while he was stacking the dishwasher and then felt a sharp pain, noticed the cut on the bottom third of his right pinky finger, so that bottom bit right before your palm. And then was like, that's weird. I can't bend my finger.
Oh, no.
He cut the tendon.
Oh.
So it's essentially, like, it's like a cord.
Yeah.
Your tendon is. And when you want to move your finger, it pulls it down. Can't pull it if it's cut. And what I thought, because we love Busey. He's a great guy. Mm. He was on K-Rock Footy on Sunday after the game.
He's made a pretty speedy recovery.
Yeah, he has. I thought we could do kitchen nightmares. Yeah. Essentially, kitchen injuries on 5223295. I've burnt, not severely, but, you know, enough to go to the doctor twice. Burnt my stomach with some boiling water in the kitchen.
Yes.
I dropped a measuring cup in the boiling water when I was making some pasta.
Oh.
And it landed on my... I was wearing like one of those... like gym t-shirts that say, I don't know, what fabric is that?
The like the anti-sweat ones. Yeah.
And I went, and I ripped my shirt off, but the boiling water had like melted it to my skin, and I just like ripped skin off my stomach.
Yuck.
And it wasn't nice, and it hurt.
Yeah, I bet.
Thanks for seeing me. I don't feel like I've been seen in that instance.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to on 5223295 hear about your kitchen injuries. We always, for everyone that gets on air, we have a potential place for you in the Caller Hall of Fame. On a Friday, we give away a bottomless high tea for you and three mates at Maestro Geelong. This thing is worth over $350. Indulge at Holiday Inn's new bottomless high tea every weekend. But we need to know what your kitchen injuries are or were.
Yeah, I had... Actually, I'm chopping pumpkin. You know how?
Scissors.
Yeah.
Knives. Ah.
Pumpkin is it's a tough vegetable to cut. And I was slicing and I slipped and sliced the top of my fingernail. Yeah.
Sorry.
What was that?
I just realized that I don't like knife stories.
There was so much blood. Yeah. It was like, I remember going to the hospital and I came back and there was just blood all over my kitchen. It was horrific.
Hello, who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's Ben.
Okay, and have you had a kitchen injury for us?
I have indeed. Okay. I was cooking in my wok and I was, you know, didn't think anything of it. Then I went to bed and all of a sudden I just rubbed my tummy and, you know, because I just had my dinner and my hand came out all wet and horrible. When I had a look what it was a massive big blister. What happened is I had an operation and the bottom half of my stomach was numb and I just burned the skin all the way across my stomach because I must have pressed the wok up against my tummy.
Oh,
and you couldn't feel it.
Oh,
I couldn't feel a thing.
Oh, Oh my God. Well, it's, you know what? It's probably for the best you didn't feel it, because I imagine that would hurt so much.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I think so. The scar's still there. It's been there for about 10 years.
And wow. And so, like, what you felt, the wetness on your hand was the blister was the popping.
Busting.
Don't say busting, Deb.
Okay. Sorry.
No, that's all right. We appreciate you. Thank you very, very much for sharing your story, Deb. That is, oh, man, I didn't think blisters were going to come into this.
Oh, I mean, you think that's bad. Sarah from Belmont.
Sarah.
Tell us about your kitchen injury.
So it was back when I was doing butchering, and one of the front-end girls didn't show up, so because I was the newest butcher, I got put out the front with the front end girls, and I was using my boning knife to cut chicken, the chicken wing, and I cut the top of my thumb off.
God!
Yeah.
And I didn't realise.
Did you get yours sewn back on? Because I've cut mine off, and they were luckily enough to be able to put it back on. It is shorter than my right thumb, but were you lucky, Sarah?
No, actually. I kind of... By the time I actually realised that it was off, that I didn't have it anymore, I'd actually bagged up all the chicken and put it in the window at the shop.
No, you didn't. You did not bag up your
Sarah.
Thumb that you had cut off and put it in the front window,
did
Sarah.
Did you find it? Or, like, has that just been sold off to a customer?
Someone ate that for dinner.
Oh, Sarah!
Sarah, that is... Sarah. There's no way. Oh, there's no way. That is a story that you tell... When you're older,
So did they put a skin graft on the exposed bit of the thumb or?
They did, but yeah, it was so weird.
I know sometimes you go back from the butcher and you go, what did they put in this? I didn't think the end of someone's thumb was what was in a sausage. Like, I know that it was.
It would have just looked like a chicken, like a knuckle, one of the knuckles from chicken.
You know, Sarah, banned from the show. Banned from the show.
Tim and Jess.
About 24 hours ago, Jess, we were having a conversation. Mm-hmm. Pretty hard-hitting topic, you would say.
You just got weirdly, like, fired up about red onions.
I hadn't had it in forever.
Yeah.
And I had a salad yesterday, and it was... everywhere, and just
it was littered in red onions.
The flavor is foul.
It's great.
No, you keep saying that's what taste is. That's
it's
what flavor
the milder
is.
Of the two onions. Like, I would rather take a bite into a red onion than a brown one.
Unbelievable. Brown, and they all it what stemmed from essentially. Well, we got to, and we've come today representing our colors, which I absolutely love. I said put it on socials, put it on Instagram, because yeah, we take a lot of phone calls, but I was like, that's not a big enough.
Yeah.
I want more time to be able
sure.
to see the numbers
coming. We gave people 24 hours.
24 hours. So you put up a few different polls. I'm here in my brown hoodie representing brown onions.
Mm.
I think they're better. You are here in what could only be described as the most accurate color to a spring onion kind of dress.
It's
I'm
true.
Blown away.
Purple
Jess.
Onion. The red onion.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's
well,
the same
a spring
thing.
Onion is not the same thing.
No, a spring onion's completely different.
You just said spring onion.
Ah, oh, shut up, Jess. I meant red onion or purple onion, whatever
okay,
it is.
All right. Do you want the results?
Well, yeah, I'm not... Like, we've had 24 hours.
Well, give me some music, some results music.
Results music? What are we going to figure out?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm asking for. Perfect. Tim, I put it out to the humble listeners of the Tim and Jess Show.
Well, I guess they don't have to be listeners. They could just be social followers.
It's true. It was a unanimous vote.
Did you vote?
I didn't vote. Did you?
Okay, I did. First, when you put it up yesterday, I was the first person to vote.
Okay, right. We had hundreds of votes come through. Sitting in. Do you want the loser or the winner results?
Well, I think I know what's happened because I'm reading you, and you seem in far too good of a mood to be about to read a loss for you. So,
on 68% of the votes, the total votes. The superior onion is the red onion.
Unbelievable. Just in what world? In what world? I feel like...
People agree with me, Tim. It's more versatile, more universal. You can use it in multiple different ways.
I just think that...
Steve said no contest in a salad. When it's cooked, it's perfect.
No.
Dean said, absolutely, you need to be using the red onion for every dish.
Every dish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a bit of overkill. I'm not going to put it in my, like, beef
It's
Wellington.
Just got a better flavour profile, Tim.
I feel, okay.
Have some culture about you, mate.
Can I extend this for another day?
No.
I want to know what's selling more. Is it brown or red onions? Because, yes, all right, if people prefer red onions, right. that's totally fine. From a flavour sense. But I think more brown onions are getting moved.
Am I calling Coles and Woolworths tomorrow? Is that what I'm...
We're going to continue onion chat for a third day.
I love that you asked me to do something. I give you the answer. You're not satisfied, so you ask for more.
Well,
it's always more with you. Yeah. Always more. Give me more.
I just want to give you a taste of
my
what it's
answers.
Like to hang out with you. And this is a small sample source. But if tomorrow... If you can. If there's nothing to find, we can just move on. But I want to know what's moving more.
Okay.
Brown or red onions.
Can't wait.
You know what? Throw spring.
Yeah.
Chuck spring
throw them in there.
Let's find out. Where are the big movers and shakers and in the onion? Are we talking shallots as well?
Oh, no. I wouldn't count
okay.
a shallot.
Fair enough. Sorry. Nah. That'd be silly. You're
that
right.
would be silly.
All right. I'm happy.
What am I, a chef?
I'm happy to take the loss in that instance. But I will like to be proven right tomorrow about which onions are moving the most. Excellent. Thank you very much, Jess.
All thanks, guys. You're the best. Good buddy.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.